Most people celebrate birthdays with cakes and streamers, maybe a glass of bubbly. Jazz musician Keith Jarrett marked his 70th birthday by releasing a double album collection. One is his take on two important classical works. The other is something he's never done before. Usually Jarrett's albums are recordings of one concert in front of one audience. No editing, no score, because his music is a spontaneous creation. His most famous, the Kern Concert in Germany in 1975. But this time, Jarrett took 1 year of his recordings, 2014, and he picked out the most distinctive moments of that year and then started to arrange them into a new work of music.
And that started to freak me out, really.
Why?
Because I had to become a producer. I had to sequence this thing, and I thought that was going to take months. But the very first sequence I came up with is what you hear.
Huh. So before we talk more about this, let's get a sense of it. Let's play the very first track off this album. This is part one. This happened in Toronto at Roy Thompson Hall, June 25th, 2014. What was it about this piece that felt like a beginning?
After the Toronto concert, after coming back, I already knew what I thought should come first, because I remembered how I felt while I was playing that one piece. And I just, that helped me so much, because if you take nine tracks and you figure out what the permutations would be, that's really hard.
Yeah.
But if you know what should come first, it set me up with how I felt after I played the last note, and then look at my program notes and saying to myself, well, this looks like it should work next.
Let's play a bit from part six. Hear this piece building and building, and your voice comes in at a couple different points, almost involuntarily.
Oh, it's always involuntary, but yeah.
Well, I'll tell you this. I've long wondered what happens to you in those moments as someone who's listened to your music. And I remember listening to the Kern concert, and when your voice comes in, I'd never heard anything like that. You know, the first time I heard that, I was in my early 20s, and I thought, what has moved him?
I'm trying to think of the right way to put this. It's potential limitlessness that I'm feeling at that moment. Whether that is true or not is beside the point, because I have to choose notes. But if you think about it, it's often in a space between phrases. And it's, how did I get to this point where I feel so full? And you, if you felt full of some sort of emotion, you would have to make a sound. Luckily, I don't do it with classical music. I had
have
to be
you ever felt compelled to?
I had to be taught by conductors.
They told you to knock it off?
No, actually, I knew better already. I was trained classically. But one time I missed my entrance in a very simple Mozart piece, and it's because I was listening to the orchestra and they sounded so beautiful. And the conductor turned around and said, "Don't listen." Now, that destroyed my interest in constantly staying in that world, because my main job is listening.
Hmm.
I mean, if you're improvising and you're not listening, the next second that comes up, you have nothing to say.
We are talking, not only have you turned 70 years old, but it is an anniversary of this important performance, the Kern Concert, that happened 40 years ago. How do you think back on that particular performance?
I think about the bad Italian food I had. I think of the fact that they rented the wrong piano. That's the first thing that comes up, because those were preparatory to the music.
And all of that affects what comes out. Yeah.
We almost sent the engineers home. It might never have been recorded.
You almost sent them home because of all those mishaps?
Because of everything being wrong.
So that music almost never existed.
Exactly. And then it did exist. And then I was in the car driving with my producer, Manfred, and we had a little cassette in there. And we looked at each other and said, oh, man, this has to come out.
You knew it was good.
Yes.
Keith Jarrett, it has been such a pleasure. His two new albums are Creation and Samuel Barber, Bella Bartok. Thanks so much for talking with us.
Thank you.